Welcome back to I'm Live. Let's have a look at the tech side of things. I think there's one thing that we should obviously mention, and that was the Apple 16 launch. Am I allowed to say, and I know Given will almost make the exact same sound, and the sound will be, nah, Given would probably go for something like bleh. The one thing that actually excites me is the fact that they've got rid of that horrible yellow in which the iPhone 15 was found. But adding a new button sounds a bit like 2012. Remember those Sony phones that they had then? I don't know. I'm a big Apple fan and I know Apple works, but I sort of feel like Steve Jobs is nowhere there anymore, and they don't even have them in their thoughts and my hearts anymore. Because the reason is the way that he developed the phone is he actually didn't want a lot of buttons on the side. You wanted you to access the entire phone with one hand without struggling to reach the top corners. And that's all something that's come and gone now, which to me, to a certain degree, is sad. I'm sad when I see the new phones. See the Series 10 watch, that's probably going to be cool. But if you notice that the Series 10 watch is probably going to cost the same as an iPhone 16, if you're looking at upgrading now, it probably a good time, because I think they would want to get rid of the stock. But again, do bear in mind that those phones cost as much as what laptops basically cost, and it can function as a laptop. I'm using it basically as a laptop, but again, it is a lot of money. The only thing that's other thing that's also quite sad for me is Apple or Intel wanted to launch their processors, but due to financial constraints, they are unable to launch their new processors. That, to me, is very sad, because it sort of feels like, listen, way back when I was a young child, my dad used to listen to the song that's saying, "This is the end, my only friend, the end." And if I watch the stuff like Intel saying, listen, we're postponing events due to financial crisis, can it be the end? I hope not, but can it be the end? Again, we will have to wait and see. We'll also wait and see if we've got iOS. What's the new iOS? I can't even remember now. iOS 18 launching now. Should be cool. Apple starting with their artificial intelligence. Now, whenever Apple launches something, they launch it with a much hoo-ha, say, like, look at this amazing thing that we've got. But we've all had ChatGPT for years now. And Apple's like, we've got AI. Yeah, go. We've already had AI. Thank you very, very much. I found that incredibly interesting. That's Apple, unfortunately, for you. So, tech on the front side. Tech what you can actually do and check what is actually important. I want you to go to a website and see if it pays, has anything to do with you. There's a website called Practicing the Way. And it is an online website in which you can do courses with regards to how to, or the website actually assists you with courses on how to become more like Jesus. And the reason I want you to send you to that website is I want you to look at that and see, like, listen, we can actually make good Christian content, which is theologically sound, but having good graphics as well. And that's probably the coolest thing that I've seen this past week that excited me so much. Seeing, like, listen, you can watch these videos and it's not boring. It's not a guy just presenting it. And not only is it presenting and entertaining, but it's actually leading me closer to Jesus Christ, which is the biggest bonus of it all. So go have a look at that. Check it out. Let us know what you think of it. It's called Practicing the Way. It's by a guy called John Mark Comer. Practicing the Way, teaching you how to do various things like Jesus, getting in the rhythm of prayer, getting in the rhythm of solitude. Absolutely amazing. Go check it out, Practicing the Way.